And the Lord, you know, opens our eyes, and all of a sudden we can see the multitudes. Amen. We can see the mighty army that's right there waiting, watching. Amen. The host of angels that's watching over. Come on here. Amen. Or even as Brother Raymond said, when it comes right down to where that you feel like you're all by yourself and you don't know how he's going to do it. But all of a sudden the Lord comes by and touches that broken heart. Amen. Takes those broken pieces and begins to put them back together again. Come on here now. I feel like tonight again. Hallelujah. I was praying today asking the Lord. Amen. Trying to find the mind of God. I said, but Lord, my mind, it's not. My ways are not your ways. Come on here now. I said, but tonight in this service, you'll know exactly. I was praying right in there, right before the service. I said, God, you know everything that's going on. You know everything that's happening. Come on here. I know it sounds like it. I'm some kind of a super duper, amen, spiritual guru or something, but I do believe in prayer. I do believe that God knows. I do believe that God cares. I do believe that God understands. I do believe that God sometimes, God, when we can't see it, he helps us to realize he'll never leave us. Can you say amen? That he has not forsaken us. That he has not turned his back on us. And even in the deepest and darkest of trials, the deepest of darkest of things, situations, Sister Robin, we never dreamed we would ever face. When it's a loved one, amen, that comes to the end of the rope. Comes to the end of the rope. Oh, my. And then all of a sudden, and then we're left. We're left. Amen. Wondering how God, amen, how we going to make it. What are we going to do? Amen. Our heart is so heavy. Amen. Our lives are so burdened down. And again, you know, doesn't have to be something along that. Just so much to where that sometimes the enemy challenges our faith. Where's your God at now? Where is your God? Where is that one, amen, that you said you believed in? That you trusted in. You're out here. You're all alone. There's nobody around. Look around. There's nobody. You look on the right. Seemingly there's none. Look on the left. Look behind and it seems like none. And before and it seems like none. But then thank God for a service like this again tonight. That says, Lord, open their eyes. And let them see. They're not alone. They're not by themselves. Hallelujah. Open their eyes and let them see that you'll help them. You'll carry them. You'll watch over. You'll take charge. You'll deliver. You'll make a way. Come on here, church. Come on here. Just think about it tonight. Our faith. And here I go again, but today, this morning in prayer service, I said, Lord, I'm so thankful for what you've done again. And we heard the testimonies and some of those Sunday night and even before others that have testified. I said, Lord, it just seems like that our faith is on the rise. It seems like our faith is being built up. I don't know what we may face here in the next little while. I don't know what we may face in the next little while. But I know this. If our faith can become strong and our faith can grow and go up and rise and become greater, we'll be able to face whatever comes our way. Come on now. You say, will there be any tears? You say, will there be any hurt or crying or whether probably so, but even in all that, our faith can be above our tears. Our faith can be above the pain and the sorrow that we're feeling. Can you say amen? Amen, my. Amen, our faith can be on the rise above. Thank God. Like I said, I really do. I believe this. I believe that God, in the last several weeks, maybe a month, maybe a little bit more, that God has challenged us to let our faith grow. Put our trust in Him. Lean upon Him and not upon your own understanding. Lean upon Him and not upon the arms of flesh. Come on now, I'm just telling you like it is. Thank God. I know here I go again, but ever since the Lord touched my arm, amen, ever since, I've never ceased to get down and said, Lord, it was just a minor thing, maybe just a little minute thing, but I am ever so thankful that I can come to you and you can hear my prayer. Oh, glory to God, that I can take the smallest of matters and I can carry them to you, and you care enough and you're concerned enough, and you'll do. Come on here now. I'm just telling you like it is. My God, help us to recognize it. Amen. Let our faith, amen, let it soar to the high heavens. You'll never get too much faith. You'll never get too high in your experience with God if you'll always look to the Lord. Can you say and I just believe that tonight. No, I didn't. I did come. I've got my Bible. But I could tell. And I could tell this afternoon. And I was praying. You can be seated. But I was asking the Lord. You know the mind of this service tonight. And you proved it. You've proved it time and time again. And I am not going to tie your hands again tonight. I want you to have your liberty. I want you to have. Now listen to me. I'm not looking for a free-for-all. I know we've got to come and amen. But I still tell you, amen, that God is speaking to our hearts. Amen. Speaking. If a man have a grain, just a little small grain of mustard seed. You ever seen one? I think Beth handed them out some time ago. And just that grain. And it takes just that much faith. Huh? Huh? Just faith as a grain. Just hardly even noticeable. But we've heard, we've been blessed with the experiences. I'm sure I can probably ask some here tonight. I know I have. And I know Sister Linda. We were challenged. We were challenged to a duel after the testimony that she gave, that I've given, that others have given. We were challenged. I said, but Lord, I still believe. You did it, and you'll do it again. Whatever we have need of, whatever it is that that we're just reaching forward. And as Eric said just the other night, and talking about how that God had touched him, and then all of a sudden, and there it was again. The enemy challenging. Listen to me, church. Thank God. I'm telling you tonight. I believe our faith, Sister Conley, is on the rise. I believe that. When men at one time so believed and so trusted God that even hell shook before them, because hell could not stand against the faith that they held to where that they could look down and said, be healed. Amen. Or look down, amen, and call it as done and say, when you leave here tonight, amen, before you get home, that need has already been met. That need has already been taken care of. Oh, come on here, church. Come on here. I really did. I really did. I felt today, and I prayed today, and I asked the Lord. I said, increase our faith. But you know, sometimes To have greater faith may mean a greater trial. Huh? Come on. Come on. To have greater faith may mean a greater battle. Come on. I told you I went in. It's been years ago. And we had just settled down there in Norfolk and begun to pastor there. First time I'd ever pastored, but I'd seen things, and of course we'd had things for us. But anyway, we needed a vehicle, and I think I told it here. And I walked in to a place of business there, and when I walked in, a great big old tall boy. I mean, I looked up to him. I mean, he was up there. And I looked up at him, and he greeted me there. And he kind of, twisted his mouth just a little bit, and said, "Hey, I'm glad, and introduced himself. And he began to question me. He said, "Can I help you?" And I told him, and he said, "Well, what do you do?" And I said, "I'm a pastor. I pastor a little church down here on Chesapeake Street." And he began to talk, and we began to talk a little bit. And he said, "Well, what denomination are you?" And I told him, I said, "Well, we're holiness. We're Pentecostal. But we believe in..." He said, "Oh, you're one of them that believe in miracles then?" I said, "Yes, sir." I said, I believe in miracles. I believe God's able. And praise God. And we got to talking there a little bit. And all of a sudden, he said, come here. Amen. We walked in. Walked into his office there, and he pushed the door shut, and he said, "Sit down, preacher." And I sat down there a little bit, and he said, across on the other side there at the desk, and he began to tell me. He said, "Preacher, I have suffered for over 3 months." He said, "I've had a terrible..." Come on here now. I know there's dentists, there's doctors, there's all kinds. Come on here. He said, "But I have suffered for over 3 months." And he said, "Would you pray for me? Would you pray that God, amen, would take this toothache away? I don't care if he pulls it. I don't care what he does." He said, I need relief. And all the same, you could tell by his voice and by the way he was carrying his mouth, his facial expressions. And I looked over at him and I said, "Well, yeah, I'll pray for you if you want me to pray for you." And he stood up about that time. Well, he's up here now, and kind of hard a little bit, to reach all the way and get my hand. And so I just got over there. I got up on top. Amen. I laid my hands on his head, and we got to praying. Come on now. He was going to a charismatic church. But let me tell you something. God revealed something to him. God revealed to him that there was a better. He started coming to church for years. But anyway, amen, I laid my hands. I got to praying. Amen. Got to believing God. All of a sudden we met contact and made contact. And he looked at me. He said, "It's gone, preacher." He said, "It's gone." He said, "For over 3 months." Oh, come on here. I believe God's trying to increase our faith. Amen. Only believe all things are possible. Can you say amen? You'd have thought I walked on water from then on. And I was just as human as anybody else. But I knew God could, Sister Robin. And God proved himself. And that boy, through that, began to come to our church. And began, he was such a great supporter. Oh, I'm so sorry that some of the old crowd, amen, the charismatic movement, they got to, they weren't satisfied until they pulled him back out. And amen, got him all back out. He went back to drinking, went back to smoking. Amen, last time I saw him, he was in a wheelchair. Amen, because of the sin. Come on here. I thought to myself, my God, if you'd have just hung in there, if you'd have just stayed where you're supposed to stay, if you'd have just held on, on to what you was. Oh, come on here now. But listen to me. I believe that God, amen, let us know. If you'll believe, if you'll only believe, all things from a toothache, from an arm ache. Oh, come on here. Amen, from a headache. Praise God. I told you years ago, I suffer with migraines, migraine headaches. Brother, I'm telling you the truth. It would make me so sick. I mean to tell you, it hurts so bad. But thank God, God healed my headaches, can you say? I walked out of the church up there at Verona. I was so sick. I walked out of the service. I walked down beside the church there, Sister Vicky, on down in all them weeds down in there. And I just got to pleading and begging. I didn't know me. Or didn't know that somebody followed me out. Amen. Until I heard that voice. And my daddy said, "What's wrong, son?" I said, "I'm so sick. I'm so sick. I need help. I'm tired of suffering like this. I'm tired." He said, "Come on, son. Come on, son." Amen. Back in the church we went. I don't remember what was going on. I know it wasn't a healing line. I know it wasn't a prayer line or anything. My daddy marched me all the way up to the front of the church. I remember looking up into the eyes. Amen. A Brother Strickler at that time. Amen. And my daddy looked at him and said, "He is sick. He needs a touching body. He suffers with migraine headaches. He suffers so bad. I mean, my vision. I mean to tell you, dark rooms wouldn't give me relief. I mean to tell you, take medicine. It wouldn't give me no relief. It really wouldn't. Praise God. Oh, yeah. The only thing I could do was get just as sick as I could get. And believe me, it was terrible. But that day, thank God, that service, I felt the Holy Ghost. I didn't know a lot about healing. I didn't know a lot about prayer. But I'll tell you what, I am a firm believer today, because from that day to this day, I have never, ever suffered. Come on here. I'm telling you like it is. Amen. We're on the move. We're on the move upward. I praise God. I thank God today. I said, we're growing, God. We're growing. And so for whatever reason, if it's only for you, as Eric said, can you imagine millions for one trooper, one soldier, one, what do you call it, cohort, or ain't what they call it, but amen. Amen. One comrade, that's what I wanted. Amen. Millions were spent to find one. And I want to tell you tonight, amen, this could be your service. Come on here. This could be your service. You say, would God stop a whole service, or would God change a whole service just for me? Sure would. Sure would. And tonight, as we've listened to these, and you've listened to a little bit of what I've had to say, but listen to what God's trying to say. If you cannot see, would you ask the Lord to open your eyes that you can see that there's more for you than against you. There's more out there around you than those that are coming against you. I just, you know, again, I am not disappointed. Because I told him, I said, Lord, I believe our faith of our church is on the rise. Don't know what lays ahead. Don't know what we may face. Don't know what may come our way. But our faith in the last little bit has been stirred. Let's activate it even greater. Let's move upon it even greater. Thank God. When the devil comes up and tells you you're hopeless, you're useless, you're not going to, I would to God the first thing that you would say, I believe God. I believe God. I know that God is taking care. I know that God, amen, is taking charge. I know that God, instead, come on here now, please don't fall out with me. I told you I've been there. I'm not scolding you. I've been there. Please don't get the attitude that God don't care about you anymore. Please don't get the attitude, amen, that there's nobody there to help you anymore. Please don't get the attitude, amen, that the devil tries to pawn off on you, amen, to make you feel like you're not worth, amen, you're not worth 10 cents. Oh, come on here. I believe God, and I know that God is going to work, amen, on my behalf. I know that God is going to move on my behalf. I know that God is going to work in such a way that it ain't going to be nothing but God written everywhere. Oh, come on here. I know we can run the banks. I know we can run the doctors. I know we can run here and run there. But brother, I'm talking about when you look at it, all you can see is the hand of God. All you can see is God's fingers. Glory to God. I'm happy tonight. Amen. Let our faith rise. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. To where the enemy knows. I preached it in messages, various messages, how the enemy many times will stand outside, look into a church service. Now, we can either make it easy for him, or brother, we can make it so hard that he says, ain't no use going in there. Ain't no use trying to deal. Ain't no use trying to move on them. I'm telling you, they've got this thing. Come on. It don't have to be. Amen. But I'm telling you, my God, help us tonight in this service. As God, again, is letting someone here know tonight. You think you're by yourself. You think you're the only one that knows all about it. You have probably asked, maybe not just like Brother Raymond said it tonight, but you probably have asked, how is God going to take care of? Amen. I've come tonight. I'm heavy. I'm burdened down. How's God going to help me tonight? Have faith in God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get on your knees. Open mine eyes. Open mine eyes and let me see. Hallelujah. Thank God. Here tonight again in this service. Thank God. Do you feel the challenge? Do you feel the challenge tonight? Do you sense that you could take a few more steps upward, believing? Ain't easy when you can't see it. But come on now. Without faith, it is impossible. Huh? Huh? Amen. Faith is what? But let's believe. Even though we cannot see. Even though, again, the enemy has shook it in our face, has pointed at it continually and say, but what about this? What about this? Read this. Tell me what you're going to do about this. And he just continually draws our outlook, narrows it down so narrow that all we can see is the giant. All we can see is the last of the meal in the barrel. There's not much. There's just enough for me and my son. And I'm just out here now gathering up sticks. And I'm going home and I'm going to take that little bit. Oh, come on here now. She couldn't see that God was getting ready to provide. All she could see was what was left in the barrel. Come on here, church. And I know that's the way we are. I know that's the way we are. But thank God. Make me a cake first. Make me a pie first. Hallelujah. Make me a cake first. Come on, church. Come on, church. Amen. Even though you don't understand, listen to what God has said. Do what God has said. Amen. And she kept. I'm kind of like one fella said. And, you know, again, and this way I've always felt it. But I always felt like after that, Sister Robin, after she made that, she could hear as it scraped the bottom. But the next time she went back, it was in there again. It wasn't a full barrel. Now, but every time she went back in faith believing, because the man of God had told her, and she'd dip it out again. She'd hear it scrape across the bottom again. But she went back the next time, and there it was again. Oh, come on here now. Hallelujah. Oh, how we like to see the barrel filled. How we like to see it just running over. But sometimes all we can see is day by day, Sister Mary. Amen. Going back to it. Doing it again. Amen. Eating again. But going back again. And going it again. Oh, come on here. Hallelujah. I want to ask you tonight. Thank God. And God knows my heart. And I didn't. But I appreciate these. Again tonight. But I want to ask you. You think you're by yourself? Are you wondering, how can he do it? How can he do this? The heart is broken. How can he put it together? How can he make it happen? Would he do it just for me? I'm all alone. Would he send the reinforcement in by the hundreds, by the tens, by the... Would he, just for me? He sure would. And I believe that's what he's telling us again tonight in this service. While every head's bowed, every eye's closed, and I appreciate again the mindfulness of God. Hallelujah. Do you feel that? Is that you? Is that you tonight that has questioned, that has asked, that has stood among and said, would he do it for just me? Would he come by just for me? Would he do this just for me? I can't see nobody. I can't find nobody. I don't know how. Now come on here. Lord, open their eyes and let them see. Somebody tonight would slip up that hand. As time has went on, I know it has. Would slip up that hand and say, Brother Bobby, tonight, it's me. It's me tonight. But I feel much better. I feel like that God has spoke to me tonight again in this service. I'm telling you, church, our faith is on the rise at Mission Tabernacle. And there may be greater battles, and there may be greater trials that we'll have to face. But let our faith so grow and increase to where all we do is believe God. Hallelujah. All things. Would you slip that hand up and say, would you pray for me tonight, Brother Bobby? Pray for me tonight, church. Nobody looking. There's one. There's two. There's three. Somebody else. There's four. Somebody else slip it up tonight. There's five. Come on now. Six. Seven. Only believe. If you can't see it, God's got reinforcement. If you don't know how, only trust the Lord. If you think that you're so far in this thing by yourself, that God won't watch him as he sends reinforcements. Somebody else slip it up. Say, pray for me. Pray for me. Thank God. Amen. Five or six have raised their hand. Would you stand with us?